Kentucky coming your way as they begin their series against the Tampa Bay Lightning. All right, let's continue to move this train right along. We've got Fireland's head coach Ryan O'Rourke joining us up here at the table. Coach O'Rourke, thanks for the time. How are you?
Good, man. Appreciate you guys having me on.
Well, we thought you were going to join us over the phone. You made some time to come on down here and visit us at the Brew Kettle, so it's great to see you. It's a strange experience for me. I feel like I've talked to you guys so often over the phone. This is the first chance for me to see a lot of you guys, so I'm certainly enjoying that. And, well, you guys have a ton returning from last season. And, you know, you and I had corresponded via email about a month ago, and taking a look at what you guys have down on paper, I was blown away by all that's coming back. You guys have some terrific playmakers, Alex Engel, Carter Janicek, and Caden Bombeck, but that's one heck of a trio coming back for you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, we lose a couple seniors last year with only a class of seven, and then, you know, really bring back almost 18 or 19 starters, you know, so... The thing I'm excited about, though, is having our numbers up. We're between 65 and 70 kids, and we got a lot of competition right now. You know, there's some kids that are fighting for spots that might have played JV last year that are looking to try to get on a Friday night.
Well, we had talked about Engel, Janicek, and Bombeck. You also listed a few newcomers who you're excited about, and Kyle Ransom Jr., Mason Stanley, and also Abel Coltrip, who's a tight end. So what have you seen from practice from those three guys?
You know, right now we have Jacob Farley, Kyle Ransom, and Mason Stanley in a three-way battle for quarterback, and you know, we've had one scrimmage so far, and it's been really positive. So we've seen a lot of good things out of all of them. They're unique in their own way as far as what they can provide. And then Abel is a kid last year that was a freshman that went on JV and had a heck of a year, and we really think that he can be pretty explosive on offense as well.
And you guys have so much coming back on both sides of the ball. You also return five starting offensive linemen from last season, and that's huge, especially in Lorain County League, where it feels like games can be won and lost very easily in the trenches from one week to the next.
Yeah, it's for them now, they're so comfortable in what they do, because a lot of them, they're in their third year, and you know, we talk all the time about how, you know, you might have experience coming back, but we got to be more consistent. You know, the record doesn't show, you know, what we wanted to as a 4-6 team last year, and we were a 4-6 team last year. You know, you are what your record is, and we know that we have to push forward and really kind of grind out some tough two-a-days to improve and be consistent.
Fireland's head coach Ryan O'Rourke joining us here at the Brew Kettle in Amherst. It's the high school football coaches preview show, and Coach, I think it's easy to kind of get lost in all of these names you have coming back, but one of the things I know that you're really excited about as one of your team's strengths is your experience. And I think that's certainly evident when I take a look and see how many seniors you have coming back. And I know you're relying on this group of seniors to carry you through four quarters. And I know that's something you emphasize week in and week out. What have you seen so far from that senior group that you really like?
You know, I think when you have a large senior class, especially that's been there, this is my first four-year class being at Fireland, so they're bought in, they work really hard, and they're getting more cohesive as a unit. So when you have a lot more seniors, they're kind of the ones that control practice, control the tempo of the game, and really kind of get on their teammates, you know, when things are tough. Because they're going to be tough this time of the year, you know, just getting off the practice field and the heat we had. You're going to have to face adversity. And certainly they're doing, I think, a better job than we have in the past 2 years of doing that.
And when you look at some guys that can really help out with that team speed, I think you go right back to those first three names that we mentioned, at Engel, Janicek, and Bombeck. Outside of those three, who do you think really kind of comes to the forefront of your mind when you talk about that primary strength as your team speed?
Yeah, I mean, obviously those three are very special. You know, I think there's some other ball carriers we'll have this year as well, and Donald Crawford and Corey Newark. But, yeah, Bombeck's obviously a guy that can take the top off, and Angle's probably the most cerebral player that I've had, that I've coached, you know, in my short time. So they're a special group, but, you know, like we say, that you just have to have consistency and you got to have drive to get better each day, and I think they're starting to understand. Experience is good, you know, but being that, having that competitive edge is going to be the next step.
How has this group grown from 1 year to the next? You just mentioned, you know, this is your fourth year roaming the sidelines for Firelands, so this has got to be a special year for you, knowing that this entire group has kind of grown up with you. How has this group evolved in your time there?
Yeah, I mean, it means a lot to see a group through like that, and they are a special group. You know, we have a good mix of size and speed in this this class, and, you know, they've grown up a lot. Obviously, you're going to say the maturity aspect coming from a freshman to a senior, but them just knowing the expectations of what practice should look like, you know, and what game preparation should look like as well.
Well, everybody's having a tough time trying to figure out the right way to handle things at practice, although it seems like the news is pretty good on the Firelands front. How exactly have you guys gone about that for the last 10 days?
You know, one thing I say to kids after every practice is I'm blown away by how much effort they're giving with so much uncertainty. You know, they have really such a tough position that they're in as far as going to work every day and having so much that's not known to them in the future. But hopefully that's the way we coach them at this point, that, you know, we our slogan, be 1-0 today on all our shirts, that you just focus about what you got in front of you and you continue to work. But through the first 10 days, we've had our normal kind of acclimation period. We got a scrimmage in last Saturday. You know, just kind of seeing these kids, make sure they're following the protocols. We're going through what a sideline should look like, what you should look like when you're not in the game. And they've taken to it because they really want to be out there on Friday nights.
Great stuff. Well, Coach O'Rourke, great catching up with you. Glad we were able to actually see you face-to-face. You're able to get out of practice, come down here and join us. And best of luck to you guys this season.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.